Air travel can be stressful for a lot of us, but it's especially so for children with autism spectrum disorder. It's one reason their families avoid flying, which means kids miss out on visiting relatives or going on vacations. A local program is helping children with autism get used to airport noise and activity. KUOW reporter Ruby DeLuna went to SeaTac Airport.
At the Alaska Airlines ticket counter, Ron and Christine Vega are waiting to get their boarding passes with their son, Gibson.
5 years old.
Gibson carries a blue backpack that has essentials for the mock trip, snacks, things to keep him preoccupied, and a white cloth towel that helps him deal with stress.
It's a lovey. It's like his comfort thing. It's a self-soothing. Most autistic kids have that.
The Vegas are taking part in Wings for Autism. It's like a rehearsal. It takes them from checking in at the ticket counter to boarding a plane.
I think this is great simulation for us to do, to see how he really does react to something like this. You know, enclosed spaces, loud noises, lots of crowds.
And it's not just the crowds and noises that create stress. It's different for every child. For Gibson, it's new situations.
Sometimes it's meeting strangers, you know. So, for example, even if we're getting our ticket or meeting security, he's anxious when he sees new faces for the first time.
Ron and Christine Vega used to travel a lot before they became parents, but they had to put those plans on hold because that created anxiety for Gibson. That has meant not being able to visit family who live out of state.
My parents live on the East Coast, and we have not yet gone to the East Coast to see them. My wife, Christine, has family members in California as well.
After they get their boarding passes, the Vegas will join other families to go through security screening. Nearby, David Porter and his 6-year-old son, Daniel, have also checked in. Daniel has flown to visit his grandparents in Iowa. David Porter says days before a trip, they use a special book that has pictures and stories about what they can expect to see, hear, and experience when they travel.
We found that to be very helpful. If things are a surprise to him, thank you. If things are a surprise to him and he's not expecting them, he doesn't handle them as well as if he's expecting them.
The travel training builds on those stories and gives them some basic experience before they actually travel. Sylvia Furstenberg is executive director of the Arc of King County, an advocacy group for children with autism and developmental disabilities. She says it's not just families who learn from the experience. Personnel from the Port of Seattle, TSA, and Alaska Airlines get training, too. They learn to interact with kids with autism. Furstenberg advises them to get guidance from parents.
The parents know their child best. So if a child is having a meltdown, they're spinning, they're flapping their hands, they're kind of, you know, not looking you in the eye, they're obviously becoming anxious, to really ask the parent, what can I do to help you?
Inside the plane, the big moment arrives. Captain Brian Burks welcomes the families. He explains what to expect in the next half hour. The plane will circle around the terminal.
If it all works out perfectly, we're actually going to get on runway 34 left, and we're going to push the thrust levers up and let you know what it sounds and feels like for a normal takeoff.
Throughout the ride, I hear parents explaining to their children what's happening, what they're hearing, and where the noises are coming from. Even so, there are a couple of meltdowns. After the simulated takeoff, the plane comes to a stop. The fastened seatbelt lights are turned off. The Vegas did all right. Ron Vega says the noise didn't seem to bother Gibson.
Gibson, you want to take your seatbelt off?
Are you happy?
Gibson, look. Are you happy?
Happy.
The Vegas feel hopeful. They want to travel soon while the experience is still fresh for Gibson. But they plan to start small, maybe a trip to Portland. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.